I did, as per Avi. Good afternoon. This is Jasmine.
Yes, is this Freedom Care?
This is Deluxe Home Care, ma'am. We do the same thing. Did you need help?
Yes, ma'am. I hope I'm doing the right thing. You say y'all do the same thing as they do?
Yeah, ma'am. This is a licensed home care agency. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I have a bad heart, and I broke my leg about a couple of weeks ago, and I need to get into someone that could come and see about little old me. My niece, she can come, and that's who I would like to have.
Yes, ma'am. You're making very much sense. You're applying for the CDS program, the program that allows you to hire a friend, family, or trusted loved one, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Are you on Medicaid? Because it's a Medicaid-funded program.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let's check your Medicaid, and let's check to see if you have the eligibility code to submit the referral. If you're eligible, we'll start the process right now. What's your first and last name?
Okay. Laverne.
Laverne, L-A-V-E-R-N.
Yes, ma'am. Nevels, N-E-V as in Victor, E-L-S.
And have you ever applied for services in the past, or would this be your first time?
We had service in the past.
So you're doing a provider change, ma'am?
She's leaving.
Okay.
She's leaving. But my niece and I, and the reason I got my niece, she's a nurse also, and she helps a lot.
All right, Miss Laverne, what's your date of birth?
6/21/1956.
Okay, and what county are you in?
Jackson.
Okay, and your DCN number or for your Missouri Medicaid card?
Let me get my Medicaid card.
Take your time and grab something to write with while you're at it, okay?
Okay.
And Miss Laverne, what's your home address?
11361 Calico Drive, Kansas City, Missouri. Somebody just bought it, and it's going to be a sign. It's going to say elevation. We'll get to that later.
So I got 11361. What's the street name?
Calico. C-A-L-I-C-O. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Calico Drive, Kansas City, Missouri. Zip code is
6-4-1-3-7.
And you are in Jackson County. Got it. And is this a good number to reach you, Miss Laverne, the 816-673 number?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. And your niece, what's her name?
Tracy Walker.
And a good number to reach, Miss Walker?
What's Miss Walker's phone number? 816. I have to look it up and get
Take
back
your
to
time.
It because I just
yeah,
used
yeah, yeah.
a number.
Don't worry.
I just hit a number. Okay, but I promise I can't think of it. I know the last is 4732. That's all I know. So I'm so sorry.
But you remember the 816.
You're so sweet.
That's already seven numbers. So you're only missing three. Come on.
Oh, 816. Oh,
you're closer than you think.
405.
There you go.
407. Okay, 405 or 407. 4732.
You see, you're getting closer.
I need people like you in my life.
That's
it,
right.
816-405 or 407. Seven, but
I'm going to try both of them. I'm going to try one at a time to see which one is.
Okay. Well, you know, and please don't get me wrong. She works for hospice, and this is the busy day. She don't get out to about 6 tonight.
Wow.
So, tomorrow would be she get off at 5 tomorrow.
Well, I'm not going to call her. I'm not going to call her. I'm going to put in the referral. I'm going to do everything with you. You're going to talk to her. You're going to let her know. And then you're going to have her call me when she's ready to call me. And then, yep, there you go.
Yeah, do that. Okay. Now, what else you need to know?
I need your DCN number or for your Missouri Mo health card.
I don't have a Mo health card. I don't know why, but I got a Medicare health insurance card.
No, Medicare does. Yeah, because Medicare doesn't cover it. It's the Mo health part, the Medicaid.
Medicaid. Because when I first tried, they said that, and I went through because I had never used it before, and I do not see it. I don't see that either.
You don't know your 8-digit number?
Huh?
You don't know it by heart, the 8 digits?
No.
All right, let me find it for you. I'm going to find it for you. I'm going to go into another data bank. What's your social?
430-0838-86.
I'm going to get it for you, and then you're going to get it, and you're going to put it in a little pad or something, and you're going to put it in your wallet, all right, just so you have it, okay? Because you're going to need your DCN number. Give me 2 minutes, okay? I got to go walk over to another desk and open up the system so that I can find you. All right, please hold, Miss Laverne.
Yes, okay.
Miss Laverne?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to confirm your info, okay? Because I can't find you with that, okay? So your date of birth is June 21st, 1966?
56.
It's 56. There we go. All right, let me try this again, okay? And the social is 43008-3886?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, please hold.
Okay.
Okay, I got you. I got you. I got you your stuff. All right, write it down.
Okay.
And now I'm going to go into another system, and I'm going to check to see what's up with your Medicaid, because it's giving a crazy-looking code there. Have you done your recertification, annual recertification?
For
your public assistance? For Medicaid?
For Medicaid?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to check to see real quick what's happening.
Yeah, because one time they tried to cut me off, and then we had to go round and round. So
yeah, you're good. You're good until the December 31st of this year.
31st, that's right. Sure.
All right. Also, why do you have such little units? You only have 248 units. Do you need more time on your care plan?
I do, but, you know, I try to be nice. I need Monday through Saturday, but I only get Monday through Thursday.
No, it's not what they want. It's what you need, Laverne. If you tell me, Jasmine, I need 7 days worth of care, you're going to get 7 days worth of care. I'm tired of these agencies doing this stuff, man.
Okay.
So you're with Quincy's Healthcare.
Yeah.
So you know this is Deluxe Home Care you called, right? It's a whole different agency.
I thought it was, you know, because Freedom Care.
No, remember I told you this is not Freedom Care. This is Deluxe Home Care. Right now we're number one in the county and in the state. We're running a radio campaign. So you're lucky you called me, Laverne. I'm going to help you, okay?
Thank you. I'm blessed I call you. Never say luck. Blessed.
Yes, you're blessed. So we're going to do two things. One, I want you to write down your Medicaid ID and stick it in your wallet because you're going to need this later on.
Okay,
I don't want you giving people your social, all right, just to get it.
Wait a minute. What you say?
I said that I'm going to give you your Medicaid ID number so you can stick it in your wallet because you're always going to need your Medicaid ID number. So like that, you're not giving out your social.
Okay. Oh, okay. I just come up off of one of them. Okay.
All right. So then I want you to write it down in a sticky notebook, sticky pad, somewhere where it fits inside your wallet.
Okay.
It's called DCN, right? DCN or Medicaid ID number.
DCN.
Medicaid ID number, also known as Medicaid ID number.
Medicaid ID number.
It's 10 26.
10 26 27
07 07 07. That's your Medicaid DCN number.
Okay.
All right. Medicaid ID number. Now I'm going to give you my information. I'm going to give you the information for the agency because you're coming over to us. We're going to further assist you, Miss Laverne. My name is Jasmine. Jasmin.
You must have been born here soon. You probably born in the 80s, wasn't
it?
75. Oh, Tracy was born in 71. My niece was born in 71. But those were some good years. Ooh, wee. Okay, Jasmine.
And, but you know that that's the generation that's keeping everybody together? Because these young kids, they don't want to work.
Ooh, please don't send me no, and I don't like the way they talk to their parents.
No, there's no respect out here. There's no respect. There's no respect. The work ethics, Miss
Lovett.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah.
Y'all was the last one. Y'all was the last of the good group. I know, because Tracy was born in 71, and my nieces that were born between that, all sweet. They don't talk crazy to me. They ask me what we going to, you ain't get none of my money. I ain't got none now. I don't like that. They supposed to give me money. I'm the one, the old woman.
That's right. And these young kids, they're not taking care of their families. They're not doing right by the community. They're just doing whatever.
Ooh.
They're doing whatever.
Whatever they want to, they go and, that's why I stay in this house.
Miss Laverne, I don't know if you've noticed, but if you go out into the streets and you look at these young kids, they look older than the middle age group that you deal with. Why? Because they're doing drugs at an early age. They're popping pills left and right. They're on alcohol. They're just doing too much too soon.
They're doing a lot. Excuse me. They're just doing a lot of bull.
Yeah.
Stuff that don't even make no sense.
Yes.
You don't even know how to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. You don't even know how to open the door for a lady. You don't even know what a lady is because you want to treat everybody bad.
Yes. Yes.
Really, I get upset when I think about how stupid. Yes, it's stupid. But these kids are. When people like you and Tracy, y'all knew better. I could look at Tracy Hart and she knew she was in trouble. That kind of, she needed to pull off her school clothes when she came home. She knew all that, just little stuff that these kids do. And they go to school looking off of them and face don't be washed. Oh, Lord, let me leave them folks with them cheering along because that's their mama fault.
And you know, not only that, Miss Laverne, but we come from a society, and back in the day, our parents spoke without speaking. They spoke with their eyes. You know, Tracy knew what she needed to do because you spoke with your eyes.
Yeah.
Nowadays, these parents are too busy trying to be their kids' friends.
Yeah. She know me and my wasn't no friends. We go to grocery store. She know what it is to know about me. We ain't drinking together, smoking together, whatever they do out there. I don't go out there. And now that this World Cup, you don't know them people. Do you honestly think I invited them in my house just to stay with me for a month? Oh, no. You better can get in here for 15 minutes.
That's right.
I tell you, it's terrible. It's terrible. Go to the store and they buy all that stuff to put in the microwave. And dude, go in there and mess your kitchen up and don't care. Oh, Lord, I'm glad that I'm in Sunday morning. If Sunday morning get here, I'll be 70 years old. I ain't got time for it.
That's right. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Laverne. That's going to be awesome.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, because, see, I'm glad to be 70 because I got a whole bunch of friends and I know a whole bunch of people. They didn't dare to be 70. So I don't mind telling you how old I am.
That's right. And that's a blessing to be your age.
Isn't it? Yeah, I know it. I know it. I outlived everybody. I don't have no brothers and sisters. I don't have no father and mother. I outlived all of them.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah, I know. Trace will be here though. Gonna come take care of Amy. She'll be.
All right, Miss Laverne. Now I just need you to write a little bit more stuff, okay? So the name of the agency that's gonna be further assisting you onto services and hiring Tracy is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's D-E-L-U-X-E. Deluxe, like the cheese.
X-E, go cheese. Okay.
Deluxe Home Care. The agency's phone number is 314-501.
Wait. Deluxe Home Care. Okay, you can, but you fast. Now.
314.
I have
314-501-2508.
Say it again, Jack.
Yep. Yep. 314-501. No. Start fresh. 314.
314-501-2500. 2500. Okay. I got it now. 314-501-2500.
You got it. And my name is Jasmine.
I know. I already got your name up here.
Okay, good. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to call seniors and disabilities, and we're going to let them know that you want a provider change. Write that keyword down. Provider change to Deluxe Home Care.
Provider?
Provider change to Deluxe Home Care.
Okay. Change for Deluxe. For Deluxe, I got it. Provider changes for Deluxe.
Deluxe Home Care.
Is that correct? Home Care.
You got it. All right. And then you're just going to give them my name and my phone number.
Okay. Your name is Jasmine.
Yep. And
your
then my phone,
phone number. Your phone number is
314-501-2500. You got it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, Miss Laverne. I'm going to get you seniors and disabilities on the line. When they get on the line, you introduce yourself. Good afternoon. My name is Laverne Nevels. I'm in need of a provider change. I'm going to prompt your Medicaid ID into the system, but you're going to confirm it with the specialist along with any other information that they ask, okay?
Wait. I see my Medicaid. I see it. 1026. Yeah, I see it. Okay.
2707. You got it?
Yeah. When okay. I get up, I put it in my other book. I'm writing it down. When I get up, I just come from the doctor, and they wears me out. So.
All right, Ms. Nevels, give me 1 second. I'm going to patch you through to the state, okay?
Okay.
All right, please hold.
Appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a special.
Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. My name is Alicia. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
Myself.
And what is your name?
Laverne Nevels.
And what is a good phone number for you in case we are disconnected?
816-673-0025.
And your date of birth?
6/21/1956.
Thank you. And how can I help you today?
Yes, I was looking to get in the program for someone to come in and take care of me. Not take care of me, but you know what I'm saying. And I have a niece, and she's family. And I would like her, and I'm going to tell you why. She's a nurse.
Okay. So we don't schedule who your aides are going to be or do anything with that here. You would have to go through your provider agency to get her set up through them.
Okay, I will. Okay. But what do I have to go through with you?
Nothing you have.
Miss Laverne.
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected. You got to tell her that you need a provider change. I'm the one that hires Tracy. She does is
just tell her
you just need a provider change to Deluxe Home Care. All right?
Okay,
please hold.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Please hold.
Right. You're next again.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered.
Home and Community Based Services, this is Sherry. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
I'm calling for myself.
All right, can I get your phone number?
What did you say?
Your name and phone number?
Laverne Nevels, 816-673-0025.
Thank you. And what's your date of birth?
6/21/1956.
All right. So how can I help today?
Yes, I'm want to provide a change.
All right.
But,
and what agency would you like to switch to?
How did I just forget? Deluxe Care.
And do you have the phone number for Deluxe Care?
Yes, ma'am. 314-501-2500.
Thank you. And did you speak with them and confirm they could accept you as a participant?
Yes.
Okay. So before I start on that request, the phone number you gave, is that the best number to reach you at?
Me at is 816-673-0025.
Perfect. Yes. And what is your address?
11361 Calico Farms, Kansas City, Missouri, 64137.
All right. And is that your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What county is that in?
Jackson County.
All right. And I have your primary language as English. Do you have any special communication needs, such as seeing, hearing, reading, speaking, or writing?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to submit this request for the provider change, and a specialist will reach out within 21 to 31 business days to go over the changes.
21 to 31? I have to wait that long?
Yes. So we would encourage you to continue using the current agency until the change can be made.
That's what I'm saying. In the next 2 weeks, she will be gone, and I won't have her.
Your caregiver?
Yeah. No, not my caregiver. My caregiver is my niece. She's a nurse.
Okay.
But I'm talking about the... Okay.
The agency? So is your agency closing down?
She is. I don't know if she... I think she's just coming out. Quincy's Care. I think she's just coming out.
What do you mean coming out?
She's not going to do it anymore.
Oh, okay. And you have another 2 weeks?
That's all I have is 2 weeks.
Okay.
That check helps more than anything. You'd be surprised, but it helps a lot. And I don't know where it was. It really helps me now. And for me to have to wait 21 days, that would be, like July, August. Hello?
Miss Laverne, what happened? Did you put in the request?
Yeah.
The call dropped. Did she take your request in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it just dropped out.
Maybe she was.
I'm just talking.
She was done already. If she already put in the request, I mean she was done.
Oh. Well, I put in the request, and she did ask me your phone number.
Okay, good. Yeah, because now what happens is that we sit and we wait for the state to catch up to it. Then they're gonna call you to confirm the changes.
Yeah, she said it'll be. But she said it'll be 21.
They They say that, but they're not averaging that long. It could be anywhere between 5 to 10 business days, maybe sooner. You don't know that. They can't give you a definitive date. So it's going to get assigned. Okay. They're going to call you back. If at the time that they call you back, Ms. Laverne, you want more time on your care plan, tell them that you also want not only to switch agencies to deluxe, but to also give you a unit and day increase, because you could go up to 500 units. You only got 240.
Units.
Write that word down.
Nothing.
Increase in units. Units is the time on each task on your care plan.
In units.
Yep, you want to increase in days and units. And they're going to ask you, what do you need increase? Tell them everything on my care plan, from cooking to cleaning to washing dishes to doing laundry. It's taking me that much longer.
Even the seats on my bed. No,
Yep, tell them all of that. Tell them that you need an increase in time, okay?
Yeah, just like these dishes are sitting here
now.
I'm going to get my walk.
Miss Laverne, who's going to take over Tracy when she leaves in 2 weeks?
Who's going to take over who?
You said somebody's leaving in 2 weeks?
See, Tracy is not leaving. Quincy is leaving.
Oh, okay. So you're adding Tracy. Okay.
No, it's even when I was with Quincy, it was always Tracy.
So who's leaving in 2 weeks?
Quincy.
Okay, got it.
I guess you got other stuff. Yeah.
Understood. All right, Ms. Laverne, so what you want to do is you want to continue to work with the agency you're currently with until we take over, okay?
Okay. And that would be, I can't see my calendar. But I got one more check coming from her, and then I don't want to be any more.
Yep.
So
and then I'm going to transfer this call to Ms. Tammy so she could give you your welcoming, okay?
Okay.
And
Miss Tammy.
Okay. And Laverne, once you confirm Tracy's phone number from the 05 to the 07, just call me back so that I can call her and send her hiring application, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Please hold.
Tracy has to fill out an application.
Yes, Tracy has to fill out an application so we can add her to payroll.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to offer her the highest pay right now.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to transfer this call to Ms. Tammy. Welcome on board, Ms. Laverne. It's been a pleasure assisting you. You call me if you need me, okay?
I will. And thank you so much. You are strong. You are God put
you
to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Same to you, okay? And have a happy birthday this Sunday, okay? Live it up.
Thank you.
All right. Please hold.
Thank
you're welcome.
You.